Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I had a bit of indication. Well, actually, a few days ago. This isn't brand spanking new, but it was a bit of vindication. There's some things on NPR I like. And I've always thought, well, goodness gracious, I'm probably the only conservative type dude, gun dude, listening to PBS, to PBS, NPR, that kind of thing. So PBS ran a poll. PBS ran a poll, and I'm not alone. It's splendid. They ran a poll. They ran a recent poll on gun control. The question was, would you support more restrictions on guns in your state? Your choices were, yes, increased regulations on firearms are necessary to prevent another tragedy like the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. No, laws like this unnecessarily punish lawful gun owners and would do little to prevent mass shootings. Unsure, it's important to keep the weapons out of the wrong hands, but this may not be the solution. The results, 101,928 votes cast in the poll. Yes, increased regulations on firearms are necessary to prevent another tragedy like this, like these shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary. That garnered 3.88% of the vote, 3,958 votes. Unsure, it's important to keep the weapons out of the wrong hands, but this may not be the solution. Unsure, 1.1% of the vote, 1,117. No, laws like this unnecessarily punish lawful gun owners and will do little to prevent mass shootings. 95.02%, 96,853 votes. I'm not alone. Other people that own guns listen to NPR and PBS. I got a kick out of that. I did. I got a little kick out of that. Because this is a problem. This is a problem. This means that all of the lies that they're telling nationally, the 90% want expanded background checks. You have a 43% chance, more likelihood that if you own a gun, it's going to kill you in your own home. All that stuff is being pushed aside. Because people are looking up and paying attention to something else besides what they're being presented on the magic box. Now, depending on your mindset, this may be good news or bad news. I think it is extraordinary as far as the technological advancement. But DARPA has come out with a 50 caliber round that can change direction in mid-flight. And it's not radical changes. It's capable of making minor flight changes after being fired in order to hit the desired target. According to Stars and Stripes, the X-ACTO program, or Extreme Accuracy Task Ordnance, is being developed by California Teledyne Scientific and Imaging, LLC, at the behest of DARPA. The objective of the program is to revolutionize rifle accuracy and range by developing the first ever guided, small caliber bullet. Apparently, the 50 caliber round has some sort of optics in it when it starts its festive flight. This technology is expected to greatly extend the day and nighttime range over current state-of-the-art sniper systems. How it is done remains a tightly held secret. The Defense Department and its related agencies declined to comment. No word on when or if the round will actually be used by U.S. forces. If this is capable of changing direction, that means they maintain some semblance of control over this round after it has launched. They're either painting it with some sort of laser system, or the only other TOW missile systems, they're guide by wire, and when you launch that sucker, it has a wire that unfurls, and you're actually connected to the missile until it hits its target. I can't imagine they're using that. But it means that they maintain control of that round as it goes downrange, and they have a degree of adjustment they can make, which is outrageous in something that small. That is truly outrageous. It's like in The Fifth Element. That's just two little things, two little ditties I wanted to get out there. One, both of them good news, really. Both of them good news. That means America is waking up, although the anti-gunners are saying by the slimmest of margins. The problem is that with the momentum that's created by this, these people have friends, and they'll talk to their friends, and they'll say, well, I got a gun to protect myself. I'm afraid of guns. Why? Let's go shoot. Another convert. Now, the New York Daily News, there's one writer there named Mike Lupica, and he's very, very anti-gun. And during the Aaron Alexis D.C. Naval Yard affair, before they had all the information about it, they published an edition with an AR-15 on the cover of it saying, same gun used in Sandy Hook used at D.C. Naval Yard, when in fact he used a Remington 870 shotgun. And if you've never heard of Lupica, if you've ever listened to Imus in the Morning, Lupica used to be on Imus in the Morning a lot, but this guy is I don't know if he ever goes beyond the confines of New York City. He's the one that was out there saying that the gun nuts remain protected, and he chided the mouth-breathing NRA for the murderous myopia. He contended with great emotion that there are no words available to describe the horror of a recent poll that says a majority of Americans believe it's more important to protect the right to own guns than it is for the government to limit access to guns. After he's established his morality, he tries to sneak a little lie past his audience. The flyers on the table feature a picture of a beautiful smiling girl with a pink bow in her hair, with Christmas and her whole life ahead of her, until Adam Lanza walked into her school on a Friday morning with an automatic weapon. The kind of gun we're told must be protected by the Second Amendment is turned into a dish rag and started shooting. Adam Lanza didn't use an automatic weapon. He used a standard semi-automatic rifle of the sort that millions of us own. Some of us own multiples of them, but he didn't use an automatic weapon. And Lupica knows this. And this is the thing about anti-gunners. They know the truth, and they know they have to lie in order to conjure up this emotion they're trying to gin up within you. So, the distinction does matter between the two. The distinction, and it is the determining factor between the weapon of war and the civilian variant that is, you know, available to us. I've carried the weapon of war. I know the difference in them. But I just find it interesting that now all of these guys are getting so upset. Because America's not listening to them. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back.
It's already coming in.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, just to, cleanse my palate a little bit after talking about Mike Lubica. He hates the AR-15. Let's me and you discuss something about the AR-15 that you and I probably like. The AR-15, one of the reasons it is so popular is It is so modular. And you can do a great many things with an AR-15 to make it actually fit you. Make it your AR-15. And there's a lot of, I'm not talking about paint jobs or anything else. I'm just talking about the way it feels when you're firing it and everything else. Now, one of the things that combat has shown needs to be modified to some degree is the handguard. The part covering the barrel of the gun where your support hand rests when you're firing the weapon. And you can have there is no limit to what your handguard can look like or be. First thing you have to figure out is what is the length of the gas system of your AR, unless you have a piston-driven one. But as of right now, I think most of them are run by gas impingement. So you have to figure out what the gas system is, whether it's carbine, mid-length, or rifle. And then you can choose the corresponding handguard and start making your rifle a little easier to use, able to accept useful accessories, not to mention, in some cases, look pretty doggone cool. When you're picking a handguard out for an AR, first thing you need to decide is, what is it going to be? What are you going to use this weapon for? Is this going to be your home defense gun? Is it going to be a varmint hunting gun? Is it going to be a competition rifle? There are, like at Brownells, for example. Brownells, that's a big warehouse type website. They have 80 kinds of handguards for AR style rifles on their website, including the big AR-10 version, the 308. When I choose a handguard, I try to use one that I'm trying to pick one that's going to be adaptable, because you can. I mean, I've got a box. I've had lots of trial and error. I've got a box of holsters that I'll never put a gun in again. I'll never put a handgun in them again because I was looking for that good holster, that perfect holster. Now I found them all for the most part with G code, of course. But I mean, I've got a box full of holsters over here that never get used again, and a box full of holsters over here that I use one of some type all the time. So that's a lot of stuff laying around. So with a handguard, which is bigger, I try to put together something that is going to work for me in a number of different ways. Okay? On the front of the handguard, you can run it slick. On the bottom side, you can run it slick. You can put I call it a pedestal grip. I don't know what the terminology for it. Just a straight down pistol grip coming down. Or you can put an angled foregrip. Both of those are designed to enhance your grip on the weapon. On the sides and on the top, you can put lasers and flashlights and just all manner of things. All manner of things. Some people like to put the laser on the side, on one side, and put the flashlight on the other. But then, again, you might want to run a two-point sling. So then you're going to have a quick detach point. So that's going to take away one side if you run it towards the front of the barrel. Now, here is Ammoland's list of the top five AR-15 handguards for your black rifle. But be advised, there are way more than five of them. And one good resource to go check out the new gear that comes out for an AR-15 is AR15news.com. They have all of the cutting-edge stuff. It makes it there before it makes it anywhere else. Coming in at number five, according to Ammoland, is the Magpul Mo. This is a plastic handguard. It's relatively inexpensive. You don't really need any tools to put it on. It has it works with the Delta Ring on the front of your rifle. If you have a Delta Ring, the sight post, if you have the sight post that your gas system is attached to, and it works with the ring on the back as well. These do take attachments. They are lightweight. I have seen people that shoot them, not the handguard themselves, but once they install the handguard, they shoot the weapon so much with the purpose of doing it just to see if it would happen, but these things will catch on fire from the heat because they are plastic. Having said that, they give the gun a very comfortable profile. You can add stuff to it. They do not free float the barrel, though. They do not free float the barrel. That's one thing a lot of people want, because if you got to have a Delta ring, it's not free floating. Coming in at number four is the Midwest Industry Gen 2 SS Series. This is a step up. It's much more complex. It is not a snap-in. It's going to take a little bit of, if you've got a front sight post on the gun, that's got to be busted off. You got to put on a gas block. You got to make sure that everything's lined up. The gas system has to be lined up. No leaks. Delta rings have to come off. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to it. But this is a very good one. It has the key mod version, which one of the things about quad rails is if you don't install the accessories on it before you would put it on the gun, you got to take it off the gun again to install this stuff. Key mod has done away with that. Number three is the Bravo Company KMR, the Key Mod Modular Rail. This is another one that's going to take a few tools. It takes an AR wrench. It takes some Allen wrenches. It's going to take a few tools. This is another quad rail type. It's made out of metal. The Geissele Super Modular Rails, SMK MK4. Geissele is more known for their trigger. The rail is a very short rail, though. Well, no, actually it isn't. It's a very nice rail. The short rail is number one, their ARMS SIR. This is coming from Atlantic Research Marketing Systems. It's currently used by U.S. Special Forces around the world. It's designed to install quickly without removing the barrel. It's lightweight. It has rail mounting space on it. And they are at the 3, 6, and 9 o'clock position that you can install all of your different stuff. They run on different gas systems and even guns with the standard A1 or A2 carry handles on top of the receiver. That particular piece will cost you because it is Tier 1. This is something that professionals use. But if your heart's absolutely set on something like the SIR system handguard, then you're probably okay with the price. And I don't know what the price is. Doesn't look like that much. It does come with a sling attachment on the front, which I guess is nice. But if you're thinking about it, just do it. Some of you have bought guns out there, haven't done anything with them yet. Make it yours. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to give you a quote from Hillary Clinton. She was talking about people that might oppose us in the, you know, in the world today. This is what we call smart power, showing respect for everyone, even for one's enemies, trying to understand and empathize with their perspective. If you haven't figured out, that is a very radical departure from my mindset, at least. With an enemy, I am completely unconcerned with their perspective on certain things. I always thought one of the great military moves that the United States did during the first Persian Gulf, what was it, a 43-day war, when the Iraqis were retreating down the highway after they'd been routed out of Kuwait, and the American military forces would not let them get away when they pursued them and took them out on the highway. I thought that was a really nice message. Running across the border is a terroristic tactic. And leaving your enemy's forces intact is not a good strategic sort of idea. Now, the reason I bring this up, a president, we're about to get into the run-up to the next presidential election. A president that is going to be good for gun rights is going to be good for the country overall if he passes that litmus test. But we do have a world perspective we have to look at. Now, this incident that happened in Sydney, Australia, this was another lone wolf incident. And what this is, they caught Americans the other day trying to go enlist in ISIS. They caught two Americans trying to leave the country to go do that. ISIS is influencing people all over. Anybody with an axe to grind that wants to be violent about that axe they have to grind, they have a home in ISIS. They have a home in ISIS. ISIS is able to recruit individuals to wage jihad all over the place. Everywhere. We've had an incident in Canada. We've had an incident now in Sydney, Australia. In France, you had a guy who had been with ISIS. He entered a Jewish museum and killed four people. Before the shooting at Canadian Parliament, you had Martin Couture Rouleau, who ran down two Canadian soldiers in Quebec, killing one of them. In October, Zale Thompson attacked four police officers with an axe, injuring two in an incident that was deemed to be an Islamist attack. So in wake of these, in wake of this reality, one, we need to sit back and understand, well, one of the reasons this doesn't happen that often here in the United States is because of me and you, because of the armed American. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. However, we need our next president that's going to come up. He's going to have to have a lot of attributes. A lot of attributes. Hillary Clinton, totally unqualified, never did anything, never has done anything, never going to do anything. She gets paid $250,000 to go talk about nothing. It's like the traveling Seinfeld show. Likewise, Mitt Romney. Mitt is a... I've had lunch with him one time. He is outrageously competent at the business part of politics. He knows how to do things with money smartly. He doesn't have a lick of George Patton in him, though. Not one single solitary molecule of him. Whoever comes in as the next president is going to have to rein in an ATF that's out of control, a Department of Homeland Security that's out of control, NSA that is spying on all of us. They're out of control. He's going to have to rein all of these in, while at the same time he's going to have to make this nation stronger. The nation is weaker today. The nation is weaker today. We got a president that wants to disarm us. We got a president that he's given out the number of how many nuclear warheads we have. Everybody knows the exact number of nuclear warheads we have right now today, which I think is something like 3,397. I've given it out now. I didn't know it before he gave it out. I never wanted to know. It's none of my business. Now we have this release of this report by Feinstein. This is something that Obama should have squashed. Okay. Certain things never need to come out. And when you're trying to gather information that may save lives of our side or may thwart an attack coming to the United States homeland, that's something that has to be obtained. This report that she is giving out has made a target of a lot of people overseas and here. And here. Now that we're giving away the method and we're giving away the fact that it exists, once again, you know, we're weaker because of that. The same mindset was what Obama used to remove troops from Iraq, creating this vacuum that ISIS has filled. They're using our equipment. Some of these guys were trained by the CIA because they were fighting the insurgents. We've got to stop going somewhere. If we're going to wage war, let's just do it without any help. And let's just, you know, we got MOABs. We got Spec Ops. I mean, Spec Ops is a decimating force out there. They absolutely tear up the countryside when they're out there operating. Let them go. Let them do their job. Don't embed reporters with them. You really don't want to know what goes on out there. You really don't.
Liberals are failing to grasp the barbarity of the Islamist enemy of our nation and the whole of humanity. Okay? I've been a target of Islamists before. Unfortunately, I was not one of those. When they made themselves known to me, I held up a Glock 21 and said, if you make it in my house, I'm going to kill you with this. So, as you're starting to watch these people, Chris Christie and Rick Santorum and all of John McCain wants to run again. John McCain needs to be in a home. Lindsey Graham has announced he may run. We don't need a president like that today. We need a president to walk in, put his boot very deep into the gluteus maximus of a lot of bureaucrats, start shutting down agencies, shore up the military, get control of the debt, and let us drill for oil, and then we don't need help from anybody. The only thing that has changed from the time when I was in the military in the 80s, when we were the superpower, even though we thought the Soviet Union was, we now know that they weren't. The only thing that has changed between now and then is the attitude. The attitude and the mindset. We do not need to emphasize with our enemies. And the way you negotiate with an enemy, if you don't want to destroy them, the way you negotiate with them is under your boot on their neck. And you give them a choice. You don't get out there and negotiate. You give them a choice. They make a choice. All of this, liberals are going to get a lot of us killed. The liberal mindset will get a lot of us killed. We just yesterday, Obama unilaterally decides the Cuban embargo is over. Run to the commies. Run to the commies, Obama. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the problems that the gun grabbers have is that every time they, I need to do a little PSA, okay? Because I had such lingering doubts regarding Sandy Hook, I actually managed to I got a hold of one guy who got a hold of another guy for me, and we all had a little conference call yesterday, and they emailed me some stuff that was not redacted. And now, despite all of the other inconsistencies and certain things that are out there surrounding Sandy Hook, now I believe that was a real deal. At least the results were. I have seen all the emails about the FBI reports about no children dying in 2012 and everything in the state of Connecticut. I don't know how to explain that, but there was a degree of evidence presented to me, some of it that I'm not really, don't have the wherewithal to share. I'd be accused of being morbid for doing it, but I do believe that what they say happened inside Sandy Hook happened. I don't know the motive still. Of course, you know, I know that Lonza was... I have seen pictures of weapons on the floor of two. One Glock 20 and one AR-15. They have tried to gin up more support for gun control as we have passed the second anniversary of Newtown. And they're a little mystified by the fact that today there's more support for gun rights than there's ever been before. In 1993, support for gun rights was just a little bit past 30%. Today, it's over 50%, and support for gun control is below about, I think it's at 47%. 1993, it was nearly 60%. In 1999, it was nearly 70%. So there's been a shift in the perception of the American public. And I think the problem that the gun controllers have is when they get out there and say, if this had been in place, that wouldn't have happened or anything, they can't point to a single law that actually stopped a shooting like this. They can't point to one. Santa Barbara, lots of gun control there. Happened anyway. Where was it? I believe it was Santa Monica. Santa Monica. They, you know, in California, you can't have 10-round magazines. And there was one prohibited guy that built a gun and had 30-round magazines. Walked around in the gun-free zone all day long. He had an AR-15 and a single-action revolver. Not exactly what a tactical-minded person would set up as his pair. Gun control has been revealed to simply not work. And they can't point to anything that would actually keep it from happening. In fact, they, you know, on certain days, some of them are actually candid and say, this wouldn't stop this and this wouldn't stop that. And they'll simply throw out there, but we need to try. Their problem is that when, well, like with Bloomberg, with Everytown, they put out a little video of a wife being murdered by the husband, and a lot of people took away from that. That wife should have had a gun because he never would have made it in the house in the first place. Stuff like that is like a boomerang for them. It will rebound and hit them right square in the middle of their eyes. So that's their issue. It's one that is always going to be present. We had this shooting incident in Sydney just now. We just had this hostage-taking incident. You've got gun crime that is going crazy in Australia where nobody can have a gun. And the problem there with the absence of guns in England with the Dunblane massacre, now nobody has guns for the most part. There's actually 2.5 million guns in England, but they're primarily of a two-shot shotgun type. That's a lot of two-shot shotguns. And yet, even though they don't have gun crime, which is good, they have five times as much violent crime as we have, which isn't nearly as good. Not for the people of England. England is a nation of 63 million people. We're a nation of 320 million people, give or take. 126 million gun owners. And nearly 400 million guns. Stop there. Every time I read about how many guns are in the United States, it's a static 300 million. We never gain one. We never lose one. I don't get it. But their problem is that of your legal American native-born people, read that, white America, black America, and legal immigrants, there is a resounding trend towards gun rights. And they cannot point out anything that actually stops gun crime or crime at all. That's the problem. Criminals don't go along with the anti-gunner handbook. They actually like to read it so they can figure out where to go. And they know that. All of these little boroughs like Chicago, and before they got concealed carry and everything, where they said, the problem is all of the adjoining states not having the same gun control as us. Why wasn't the crime going crazy there, though? Why was crime concentrated in Chicago? Why weren't the surrounding states also bastions of crime? Why wasn't the rest of Illinois a gigantic cesspool of crime? It's because, just like with us pulling troops out of Iraq prematurely, when the vacuum that is created by not having good law-abiding citizens that can carry guns in daily life, that specter being absent, that void is filled by criminals. That becomes now a target-rich environment for them. Except for liberals and Hispanics, which I think has a whole lot to do with this unconstitutional push for amnesty. Except for liberals and Hispanics,
Support for gun rights exists with women, with black Americans, with college graduates, non-college graduates, graduate degree holders, urban, suburban, rural dwellers, every age group, independents, and even some Democrats. Supporters of gun control have sought to highlight the vast number of shootings that have occurred in recent years. And while it seems to make sense, it hasn't been a good strategy for them. They keep having to resurrect past shootings because these things are actually quite rare. The Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech Columbine occasion is really quite rare. Your child has a better chance of being attacked by a white shark at school on dry land than being, I think it's 1 in 2.5 million. There's one chance for any child in any place to be shot in school, 1 in 2.5 million. It is more dangerous for a child to go to school and to leave school because they're in a car. They need to highlight example, the problem they have. Okay, this is the problem they have. There's no way to dig out of this. Okay. What they have to do here is they have to find examples where tough gun laws reduced shootings. Otherwise, everything that they're doing, the question was asked about Sandy Hook. If there was four adults that confronted Adam Lanza initially, and they died, if one of them had a gun, the question has to be asked, could they have stopped Adam Lanza? Theoretically, and in point of fact, a trained individual with a handgun can stop anybody, no matter what they're carrying. No matter what they're carrying. And Adam Lanza, as soon as the second gun was introduced, when the police were coming in, killed himself. That is statistically a very high thing, high percentage thing that spree shooters do. So if there had been a second gun, we're never going to know. We're never going to know. We do know that a bunch of adults threw themselves at him and died. But their problem is they can't point out to any laws that reduce shootings. Let's go to hour number two. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.